Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. Yo. Welcome back to the Beast Podcast. It is your host, Deshaun Beasley. On today's show, I'm going to talk about my trip to Miami and the things that I learned while in Miami that are going to help me in 2022 and hopefully help you in 2022. Because that's the goal of this podcast, right? Everybody has a story. Everybody has things that they encounter. And there's lessons and there's gems in those. So my job on this show is to, you know, get these gems out to you and break them down to digestible pieces. So let's go ahead and hop right in. Three things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for waking up this morning. I'm grateful to be in sound health. And also I'm grateful to be able to play the game of basketball. Such a beautiful game. And it's actually going to be the point of emphasis about today, but I'll explain what I mean. So if you've never been to Miami, like, most people's first thought are maybe the Miami Heat, maybe South Beach, the beach. They probably think of partying, drinking, all this stuff. Maybe you think of, like, Spanish food, music and Spanish food. But one thing that I did not know about Miami that I learned this past weekend is Miami's filled with artwork, like crazy amounts of artwork, like the Wynwood District, like there's just murals upon murals of graffiti. There's so many museums. I think me and my girlfriend maybe went to 4 museums that weekend. I think there's about like 12 in all of Miami, but like just filled with art, And the reason why I'm talking about art and really pointing this out is because a lot of the art that we were seeing, it's like when you look at the artwork, when you first initially look at it, like, for example, a contemporary piece, a loose definition of contemporary, at least what I think of contemporary as something that, like, the author, like, drew something and, like, you can't really make out what it really is. But, like, you might have, like, a thought of what you think it is. Like, a contemporary piece is like a piece that, like, probably needs, like, the artist's, like, description or, like, inspiration behind it in order for you to understand it. Like, there were certain pieces, like, for example, we went to the Freedom Tower. So the Freedom Tower was a tower where back in the maybe like 60s, 70s, I don't know, Cuban Missile Crisis, when the whole thing with Cuba was going down, when Cuba was getting taken over in a communist reign and all that. They basically did this thing called Pedro Pan, where they were basically shipping a whole bunch of Cubans to Florida to get away from communism so they can have freedom. So they took them to this Freedom Tower where they would kind of basically be processed, and that's where they would get, like, you know, government, you know, assistance if they needed it as far as food, shelter. I mean, some people were displaced from their families. It was a really, like, traumatic experience. And it's crazy to think about that it was, like, less than 50 years ago that this happened. So the effects are still lingering in the Latin population, especially, you know, throughout the U.S. because they got, you know, they end up migrating all throughout the U.S. But in the Freedom Tower, they turned one of the floors into an art gallery museum. And one of the artists had a boot and a mirror, and that was his artwork. And I was there with my girlfriend, and I looked at, you know, I was kind of mocking it, like, a boot and a mirror, like, are you serious? Like, that's the artwork? Like, to be honest, I thought somebody just left the boot there. I didn't know it was a piece of the art until I read the description of the painting. And he was talking about how there's, like, this dual reality where it's like, I really wish I could remember exactly what he said, but basically along the lines of, like, You know, it's not until you like look in the mirror, you can like see your other self or like your the other side of yourself. So like, you know, and like after reading the description, I was able to see what the painter envisioned when he put those pieces together and thought it up. And I was able to get an appreciation for it. And I started thinking like on the flight home and traveling home and how can I use these artists' inspiration and how can I use that in what I'm doing? Like, because I'm a very creative type. Like, that's why I love basketball, because like it's like poetry in motion, right? Like you're creating something in the midst of doing it in the here and the now. It's like basketball is like the most beautiful expression of art that there is. So I really started thinking like, huh, if people can really make, you know, art pieces of, you know, like there was art pieces of like a bunch of cardboard boxes in one of the exhibits. And it's like they dubbed the meaning behind all these boxes and why they put them a certain way. And it's like I started thinking like, yo, forget what everybody thinks about the content and the art that I put out. Like, just put it out. Like, just put it out. Like, that was one of the biggest things I said. Like, if it has meaning to you and you were inspired by it in some way and it inspired you and you were called to make a certain piece, like, just make that piece. Don't worry about what other people are going to think that piece. Like, it is what it is. Like, and that's why I love music, because music kind of verbalizes what artists feel. Not music artists. I mean, maybe music artists as well, but like literal like painting artists as well, because it's like music artists express their creativity and flow through music, through tunes, through lyrics. Artists do it through their drawing, through paintings, through their expressions of, you know, bringing something to life. Like, that's what you think when you think of artwork. It's the same thing about basketball and content creation and some of these programs that I'm creating. So that was one of the big things I took from Miami. It's like, yo, forget what you think, you know, as in me, like, forget what I think about it. What do I feel about it? And how was I inspired by it? And how can I use my inspiration to yet, you know, inspire others to kind of go for theirs? You know what I mean? Like, so that was like one of the big takeaways that I got from that trip, and I've really just like been creating ever since. Like, you know, every single day I told myself, every single day you have to post a video on YouTube. Every single day, I don't care, you have to, you just got to put artwork out. Like, one of the big music artists that I follow, that I listen to, is Currency. So Currency is like a hip-hop artist, and he's known for just constantly dropping mixtape after mixtape. Like, every single month he comes out with a new body of work, and it's like those are the type of artists who I respect and admire, because it takes all those reps in order to get to that level of mastery. And it's almost as if like certain songs that artists make, like initially when they make it, they may not get that buzz or that initial feedback, but it's not until years, like over time, that people recognize it as a classic. Like, for example, like there's some songs Drake did. Like, I remember when the Tootsie Slide came on. And when it first came out, I was like, what is this? Like, this is crazy. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, everybody's dogging it too. And I'm like, here we are years later, years removed from when it first came out. And that song is like a staple. You know, you play that at a party, everybody will turn up. Everybody's going to be like, hey! Because it's like, what is it? King Remembered in Time. That's another phrase that really embodies what I'm trying to say. It's like, create what you need to create, because it's only a matter of time before what you created actually becomes a masterpiece, until it's really appreciated and understood, because they may not understand it initially. It may be too ahead of their time, you know, too far ahead of the curve. And I think that's the thing about business too. It's like, how can you have that inspiration and that creativity, but not be too far into time? Because if it's too far into time with business, like, you got to make sales. So if it's too far into time, you know, people might not be able to grasp it, and might not be able to, you know, actually grasp it and understand it to be able to make a buyer's decision. But when it comes to your art, when it comes to creating, like, put it out there, man. Put it out there, because it's not until a matter of time. I mean, look at like some of the, like Socrates and even like Jesus, like they were way ahead of their time. Like they knew things, like, and people didn't understand the things that they knew, and thus they dubbed them as like crazy, weird people. We got to get rid of these people. Like, and I don't know if maybe I'm getting too into left field, but yo, create, just create, yo, just create. Like your fullest expression of creativity, just create, man, and see what comes of it. But I'm Coach Beasley. Subscribe to the podcast, share it with a friend, family member, whoever you need to share it with. I'm out of here. Peace.
Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.